there's lots of reasons why there may be challenges with treatment fidelity. One is that there could be social or cultural challenges to implementation of the intervention. People may, in fact, be biased against a particular type of intervention. For example, there's been a tremendous amount of controversy over the use of timeout. Another thing is there are frequently organizational or structural challenges that exist in an applied setting. For example, there might be issues related to having enough time or enough support related to being able to implement the intervention. Some programs may require a certain number of sessions or a dosage level that is problematic within the context of a school setting or whatever environment in which the intervention is being introduced. Another concern, the lack of skill may in fact be a huge influence on why a program isn't implemented with great fidelity. So many programs require a certain skill level or level of professional development before they can be implemented well. There are also challenges, I think, in the research base. Some interventions do not provide good guidance in terms of how to implement a program with good fidelity, such as checklists or rating scales or guides or directions. So those are some of the challenges that I see in terms of the difficulty in implementing evidence-based practices with fidelity.